Shabbos Perek Yud Gimel, Mishneh Dalet. Here we have another part of the agricultural process. Before we had a bunch of malachas that the shear is b'shtei tfirois, or with two weaves together. Here we have a few of the other malachas. Shear ha-malabin. Malabin is cleaning out the wool that it should be roi to make a beged with. Menape, it's just spinning the thread. Tzevea is dyeing it. Vatoiva is turning it into yarn. All these malachas, how long does it have to be that's considered a piece of raw material? To take it from mamish raw material where it's part of the behemoth and to turn it into something that could be put on the loom, the shear has to be a certain length in order that it's a piece of something. How long is that shear? Kimloi roichev hasit kofel. Maloi sit kofel is a shear that's used in different places. Sit refers to the length between the etzpa, the finger, which is the etzpa, and the amo. The length of double of that is kimloi sit kofel is, the Rambam says it's 4 tvachim. I don't know if that's muskan by all the Rishonim. But that shear is the length of a string that's called something you could work with. It's not the kof kefol hasit, it's only once. It's according to Ramalot, it's 2 tvachim. That's the length of a string. You need 2 in order to be considered something significant, but the length of something which is called a piece of something you can work with is 2 tvachim. Mishneh Herib, Yehuda Oimer, Hatzot Tzipor Lamigdol. This is the Malach of Tzod. The Malach of Tzod, again, goes back to the end of the malachas. It's not part of the agricultural process, and it's not part of the process of producing textiles. It's the part that Tzod with Shoichit. So that's the next chelik that we have to be mevar. Shteito, Hatzod Tzipor Lamigdol Utzvi Labayis. The basic idea behind tzod is you're trapping something. Now, trapping something is a very subjective term. If I take an animal that's living in the Amazon rainforest that has thousands of square miles to roam free, and I put it in a cage that's 2 miles long, it's also b'midah mesuyem is captured. What's called that the animal is no longer in the wild, that it's called that I have possession of it? Agav, what are you producing? We point this out. Tzod, the pshat is, whenever a person captures an animal, he's capturing it to use it. It's not just something that's b'chei kateva, that it's roaming free in nature. It's something that I have use out of as something that I can control. Tzod means the shear of tzod is what I have, a bal chai, that I can now control. It's not just wandering around. I control it. What's called controlling something? If I have a bird that's flying in an enclosure of 2 miles, I don't have very much control over it. Perhaps an elephant in a 2 mile enclosure, that would be called b'minim mesuyem is controlling. It's big enough that it's to a certain extent under my shlita. A fly in a 2 mile enclosure, certainly not. What's the shear? Hatzot tzipor lamigdol. A bird has to be in a migdal. Doesn't say how big this migdal is, but it's some type of closet in the shape of a migdal, in the shape of a tower. So it's enclosed by even that I do have a certain amount of control. It's nishmar b'soichoy. Tzvi labayis. A deer, I don't have to enclose such a small place. I don't have to have a deer inside a bedroom. A deer is trapped if it's in a house. So let's say I chase a deer into the house and I close the door in front of it. That's a malach of tzeda. So over there, chayiv. But obviously, vashteto is that a tzipor in a house is potter. I know if I have a bird flying around in my house, I want the bird, I close the door, I still have no control over the bird. Granted, it's true, it could fly out from a window, but even if there are no windows that are closed over there, it's just not under my control. I can't grab it. There's no way that I could legitimately grab the bird. V'acham v'aymrim, tzipor l'migdol, utzvi l'abayis, v'lechotze b'labivirim. A tzipor is taka l'migdol, like Rabbi Yehuda said. But a deer, a tzvi, doesn't have to be inside a bayis. It can be labayis, v'lechotze, an outside but an enclosure. It's probably bigger than the house. Well, a bivrin is a natural habitat. It's also a mokim shmira for wild animals. not every enclosure that's made to hold, like a zoo enclosure, a cage, or a big area, is the same thing. Ze haklal mechuset seido is potter. If something, it's still hard to grab it, even when it's in the enclosed area, it's potter. That's not called you have control over it. She'ene mechuset seido is chayiv. The Gemara says, Rav Shimon Gamliel is only come to explain the shita to the Chacham, so therefore the halacha is kemaisa.